Hello, Manvir speaking.
Yeah, I was calling about the spray-on vest that you have. Life vest.
Spray-on, sorry, what?
Spray-on life vest.
I think somebody's pulling a prank. They posted my number on an ad when I'm not selling anything, actually.
Oh, why not? Because I kind of wanted to put some up in my vagina just to kind of float around that way. Why are you laughing at me?
Was that to save you on your heavy flow days?
Yes.
The fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay! It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
Oh my god, it's the fun show! I made you listen to the whole intro that time. It's OMG, and we're on Tiny Chat, and I'm wearing a dress, and if you don't know what the Tiny Chat URL is, then you're just not going to see me in a dress, so I'm sorry. It's pretty sad. I started wearing dresses because I stopped going out on dates, and I feel like I'm neglecting my wardrobe, so now I get all dressed up for the fun show. And let's see, tonight it is May 18th, 2011. And if you are listening to this on a day that is not May 18th and it is recorded, it is not live, stop asking me every 5 minutes if the stream is live. Anyway, today we're going to do a special little call-in hour where everybody can call in and comment on how retarded the show is, or they can, plug whatever they want. The only thing is, you can't be annoying, and you can't be boring. If you're not annoying and you're not boring, I won't hang up on you. But as soon as you get annoying, boring, or somebody else starts calling in, I'm going to hang up on you. Don't be offended. Anyway, there was something else I was going to say, but I forgot what it was. Oh, yes, I have something very special. RBCP and I have been calling up apartment complexes and fucking with them and telling them things like we're flushing garbage down the toilet, or we installed sand in our room, in our apartment, stuff like that. We came up with this great idea. Say that we're installing a fountain, and the fountain is leaking. And we actually, a lot of times when we call, they don't really seem to care. I don't know why. They just go, oh, haha, okay, we'll send someone up there. They don't really understand, but occasionally you get an apartment manager who might actually be pissed off. And I'm going to go ahead and play this call right here for you guys. It's about 6 minutes long.
Thank you for choosing Brookfield Apartments. This is Marina.
Oh, did you forget where you were for a second?
Somebody was talking to me at the same time. Picking up the phone.
Oh, well, I'm in apartment number... well, I don't want to tell you where I am because I might actually be in trouble. My kids are going crazy right now. I'm sorry. I've got, like, a situation here where my fountain is clogged up, and I didn't know if you guys were able to help me with that, or if the fountain's...
Is clogged up?
My fountain?
I'm sorry.
My fountain.
Your fountain?
Yes, ma'am. I had a fountain installed.
In your apartment?
Yeah.
A fountain?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Is that okay? Or?
Okay, it's clogged up.
But am I going to be in trouble for that, or? Because I just kind of converted the bathtub and ran the water lines to the fountain. But, like, we didn't really expect there to be a problem, because, I mean. Hold on a second. Yeah, I'll open your door in a minute. We just got to make sure the water doesn't get in it, okay? So just wait.
I need to know where you live, ma'am.
The most important
thing is to take care of the problem first, okay?
Yeah, my daughter's just upset because her door is closed, but I just didn't want the water to get in there. But we just leave our bathtub running all the time because it's our filtering system for the fountain. So
wait a minute. You run your water constantly?
Yeah. But you guys pay for it, right?
You run your water constantly and it goes down the drain?
Well, it was going down, but we've got kind of a backup. We have we have a koi pond. We put koi in there. And, you know, they have to live.
Can I get your address, please?
Wait, am I in trouble?
Ma'am. Okay, I potentially have a problem in this apartment. It could affect other people.
Well,
I've got to come over there and take
care
of this problem.
Why don't you just wait until other people start complaining and then you can figure out, because I don't want to get in trouble. I guess you guys aren't going to help me unclog it, so I don't know.
If I have to enter 352 apartments, that's what I'll do.
That would take a long time. Oh, my God.
Well, no, it'll probably take a half a day.
Well, if that's okay, what you have to do, find me. I mean, I'll keep it running until then, but, I mean, actually.
Ma'am, you're running our water. I just need to know where you live so I can take care of the
Yeah, but you guys pay for the water, so it's all good, right?
No, that's not good, because we're paying for the water.
Yeah, it's not going to show up.
What if you had to pay for the water?
Well, it's not good.
Do you know how expensive water is?
Well, that's kind of the point, because you guys ripped me off on rent here.
Okay. Do you want to tell me the apartment number, or I'll send letters out today, and I'll enter every apartment tomorrow?
Not really. I think you should send out some letters. Ma'am, the koi fish have to live. This isn't like, you know, Fishville on Facebook. I can't just turn my water off. The fish are going to die, and then you're going to have the lives of fish on your hands, on your soul. Why are you laughing at me?
Ma'am.
It's fine. You can send out letters, and that'll give me time to have the workmen come in and disassemble the fountain. But I'm just going to keep the water running. Because these fish need to live.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys, I'll give you my apartment number if you can compensate me for the cost of the fountain. Because I have a feeling you're going to tell me to stop running this fountain.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you to stop running the fountain.
Okay. I'm still running.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, well, you need to find a home for your car.
Well, they do have a home.
Okay, but it's not going to be in your bathtub.
No, it's not in my bathtub. It's in the fountain.
Well, it's not going to be in the fountain either.
Should I just move the fountain outside to the balcony?
No, Well, that just narrowed down to about 100 units I have to enter tomorrow.
Shit. Wow. Well, I also had some sand installed around the fountain as well, so there shouldn't be any leaking problems.
Okay, well, do you want to tell me where the address is?
Not really. I mean, this is kind of fun, making you guess.
Mm-hmm.
See, I started out calling because I wanted you to help me with the clog, but you're not going to help me with the clog, so now I'm just going to let you try to figure it out.
All right.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Sharina. Mm-hmm. I'm the manager.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I in trouble?
Yeah, when I can find out where you live.
Okay. Have fun trying. He'll never find me.
Okay. You have a great day.
That was Sharina, and we called her back and pretended to be an old man that was having leaking, and but we just left a message. So we don't know if she heard it or not. We're going to probably call her back tomorrow. Anyway, I have Trevor on here. Hi, Trevor.
Hello.
Trevor helped me out last week with the idea for the internet thing.
Right. I was thinking it would be fun to get a collection. I don't know if we can get out of RBCP's recordings of Mildred Monday, but if we could get, like, a clip of her saying, "I am Mildred Monday," a clip of her saying what state she's in, and maybe something else really funny, and just playing it over and over when we call that same place or maybe another tech support place. They would just, because, you know, tech support places get all sorts of old people that are just baffled by the fact that they have a computer.
That's right.
That would be hilarious.
I'm going to write that right now. Mildred Monday clips to use for, what do you call it? Tech support?
Right. Tech support. Any tech support place. Right. I mean, it could be Linksys, anything. I got a whole list of tech support hotlines.
That would be a great idea. You can send those to me on Facebook if you want all those numbers, and I'll add them to my notes.
All right, I'll do that.
Is there anything else you want to add, Trevor, before I move on to Rob?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you're able to listen right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a little loading Cacti Radio. It didn't want to load, and it's still not loading images. I don't know if it's my service provider or what.
Oh, I don't know, but maybe you can call tech support.
Maybe. And they'll be just as unhelpful as I am.
Right. Well, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening.
Later.
Bye. Oh, something else I wanted to add. When people call in, not that anybody's done this, I just forgot to say, make sure you turn your Cacti radio down because I don't want to hear it, and I don't want you to be all confused. So...
873 Northern New Jersey. Oh.
Okay, that was probably someone annoying. How are you doing, Rob? Rob? I think Rob is
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a rough week, but it's settling down before it picks back up and gets rough again.
Aww.
I had to travel into the city the other day, and that was a pain in the ass, so...
Too much rough sex, huh?
Yeah, definitely too much rough sex.
Been really rough.
Really been hard on me.
I just wanted to pause to let you guys know that NBC is bringing you this program in living color.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
So, just had to stop to make that announcement. You can hear my kid in the background, too. It's wonderful. He's not sleeping anymore. So, all right, Rob. What was I going to ask you? Oh, have you done anything cool this week with the prank calls and bullshit that I haven't been paying attention to because I was doing exams and crap?
No, as I said, this week's been an actual lot of work for me versus the usual, so I haven't had time on the phone. But the weeks before that, there was a lot. We did a lot of stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think you guys did stuff on those days that I was doing my exams, Thursday and Friday.
Yep, you can find a lot of it on cactiradio.org.
I just want to go ahead and pause for a second, and we have another sponsor here. If I can find it. It's going
to
take a
while. This program is brought to you in part by Sunsoft.
I don't know really I think Sunsoft is some sort of computer game program or something. I don't know. I don't even know half of my sponsors. Well, Rob, I'm going to go ahead and take some more calls. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, absolutely. If you get bored, you can always play a couple clips or
a pretty big clip that we that Matt and I did at the Roadway Inn. We called them up again, and they went pretty. The call went pretty ballistic once I started telling them that we were going to throw those crack smoking whores out of there.
Oh yeah, I played that actually before the show. You missed it.
Oh yeah,
that clip again, you gave me.
A lot of work. A lot of work lately.
Yeah. Awesome. You called them again after the midget tossing clip?
No, no, that's the one I was talking about.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm going to take some more calls. I'm getting a ton of calls. They're mostly pee wieners, but I'll
That's fun. I'm just going to keep listening.
Okay. Love you, Rob. Bye, son. That was my son, Brad.
Phonewinners.com.
Oh,
nobody cares what you have
God,
to say.
God, I'm going to have to edit that out. They're my Sorry. Biggest fans. Like, seriously. I love it.
Yeah, they're the best.
I love the attention. But,
I can tell.
Yeah, I'm an attention whore. What was I going to ask you, Arby? I forgot what I was going to ask you. Oh, well.
I don't know.
Oh, how's your herpes sore going?
Oh, the herpes, it's flaring up. But, you know. Here, I'll show everyone on Tiny Chat, my big herpes sore. Everyone Aww. Loves that.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are going to see this on Tiny Chat now, and I'm probably not going to get laid nearly as much at DEF CON. So, God damn it.
The pee-weeners are going to put it all over their page.
Yeah.
RBCP has a herpes sore.
That'll be their new dirt on me.
I would love for you to plant a flag on me, but I don't want to get herpes, so...
Oh, it'll happen, whether you want it or not.
We're supposed to cuddle in the hallway together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I need... Okay. People... All right, let's take a second for another ad here. Just one...
Brought to you by CarlsJr.com.
Right.
I mean Carl's Jr., not .com.
I have to enter a password for this? That doesn't sound right. Oops, I hung up on RBCP.
This program is brought to you by the wonderful world of Kenner, makers of fun toys and games for everyone.
Yep, that's right, makers of fun toys. Hold on.
God, you suck
at this. Fucking mic, damn it.
Are you new?
I don't know, but... Skype always likes to readjust my mic settings, and you know what? Fuck you, Skype.
Oh, yeah. He used to do that to me, too.
One of the main reasons I like having a co-host is because it doesn't do that when you have someone on the line the whole time.
I think you can set it to stop doing that. I think that Linear used to have to do that.
I tried, but they wouldn't do that.
Stupid Skype.
Yeah.
Microsoft will fix everything soon.
God, this show is so boring. Let me go ahead I'm going to go ahead and play the call-in number for everyone. I love how, like...
Okay.
I can't find it, so I sound retarded when I say that.
You're listening to the Fun Show with OMG on the Cacti Radio Network. Call in at 484-240-4050. 484-240-4050.
I'll bet that was really loud for everyone compared to our voices.
Probably.
Yep.
Hey, is there going to be an after show tonight?
Only if I feel like calling people.
Okay.
I don't know if I feel like doing any pranks or... I don't know.
I think there should be a huge after show, and Jen should call in.
Only if Jen calls in will I do the after show.
Call in, Jen.
Yep.
All right, I'm hanging up. I'm tired of being on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, just stay tuned for one more announcement.
I'm Jimmy Johnson, and I recently became the spokesperson for Extends, the number one male enhancement tablet. Even though I'm the winner of four collegiate and professional football championships and have a sportscasting career,
I have to use that all
I've
the time.
Been surprised
so
at
old.
The one big question guys ask me these days. Does Extends really herpes. Work? Can you believe it? So here's my answer. It works for me, and since Extends has sold over 1 billion tablets to men, I'm thinking it works for them, too.
Okay, that's a very boring ad, but Extends...
Oh, I was really into it. Wait,
oh, you were?
I want to get the URL from him.
Oh, okay, well, I'll PM it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Sudo's asking Rob if he wants to do an after show.
I think he does.
Oh, my God, it got hung up on me. Call in now. The one time I let you people call in, and you don't call. I should be doing prank calls instead. That's what I should be doing. I'm just gonna end the show now. Good night, everyone. No answer.
Phonewhiners.com.
Hi, Pseudo.
Hold on, let me turn off the feed. Alright. Hold on.
It's okay, I have the outro playing.
Oh, okay. God, you're loud.
Yep. Yep, I'm loud, but for some reason nobody could hear me.
Oh, we could hear you. It was just fun to say we couldn't.
Oh, you guys are a bunch of fuckturds. So, what's going on tonight, Pseudo?
Nothing much. You want to call that religious guy?
Actually, I think you have some Curtis... Do you have some... not Curtis updates. What was the other one? What was the other thing that you were doing that I forgot already? Something you were...
Probably nothing on air that I should talk about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot. Right. No, there was something that you were working on.
Midget sex.
Oh, yes, that was it. I think midget it was. Sex. Yeah. Did you get those numbers?
I got one. You should call this guy and ask, tell him about your little midget parts. He was looking for a midget woman. I sent him some fake pictures, and he sent me his number.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm going to call him right now.
He's waiting for your call. His name's Francisco.
Okay, you're my I don't want to say sister because that's kind of stupid.
I'm your midget stripper friend. We want a three-way.
Yes. Hello, 201 number. Okay, turn your radio down and talk, or I'm going to hang up on you. Wow, this call-in hour is working out really well.
He wanted to call up and say phonewieners.com.
P-wieners. Okay. So, yeah, you're my midget stripper co-worker.
Yeah, sure. You started out, and I'll ask him if he's down for a three-way.
Okay.
So what should we do? Should we totally gross him out? Or because he'll get turned on if we start talking
about...
Yeah,
he'll get turned on.
We've got to make this gross for him.
I don't know why it's not picking up. Sometimes it just doesn't ring.
Are we still on the stream?
Yeah, we're on the stream.
Hi, Tiny Chat.
Shout out. Yeah, that's something that you guys can do. You can call in and do shout outs.
Hi, Karaz's Pizza. You're awesome. I've been staring at you for like the last 2 hours. I'm hungry.
Hello? Hello? Why isn't it it's like not even voicemails picking up. Is this a fake number, Pseudo?
No, it's the real number. This is what he sent me. I have the email. Copy and paste.
I want Rob to be our pimp. Hold on.
You can negotiate the price.
Yeah, where's Rob? Here he is. Oh, 253 was Rob. Oops. Okay. Anyway. I thought it was another P wiener because I didn't recognize the area code because I'm retarded. Wow, do you have another midget guy interested in midget guy phone number? Because this one's not working.
Well, I'm still waiting back from another gay guy looking for midget sex, so...
Okay.
But he hasn't responded. This is the full email.
So what's going on, Rob? You want to be our pimp?
Oh, I can be a pimp any day of the week.
Yeah, I love your Tyrone voice.
Tyrone fucks bitches.
Even the short ones.
Oh, Tyrone has played midget toss! before.
But short, aren't they like only short midgets?
I don't know, baby, but let me tell you, they're at just the right height.
This isn't working. This isn't working. The phone number's not working. Well,
maybe Rob should call it. He seems to know how to work a phone.
If you guys want to call in now. Otherwise, we're going to start doing pranks. Hurry the fuck up. Everyone's always like, oh, I want to call in. And I'm like, no, I just want to do pranks. I just want to say hello to all the pee wieners. Hi. Hello, pee wieners in Tiny Chat.
Seriously, you guys got to, like, start calling in. I was talking to Harry today, and he's like, yeah, we blow up the phone shows with our calls. I'm still waiting.
They've been calling. They're just boring. Hello, Badfish.
Hello.
Shout
out.
850.
Not to anyone particular, hi. But hi.
Hello, 850 number. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm HBB from Tiny Chat.
Oh my god, hi!
Hi!
Hello.
Hi.
What?
It's female cancer.
How do I have a new voicemail. I have several new voicemails from a 201 number.
Odd.
It's probably phone! Losers.org wins, motherfuckers.
How are you today, Badfish?
I'm good. I'm sitting here with a beer, and as you can probably see in Tiny Chat, I again have like this insanely shitty garage that I'm fucking with. So,
I love most about your cam recently? Your mustache.
Yeah, I've been growing it out. I've been on a where, like, it's not that important that I be groomed well, so I just let it all grow out.
It looks good. It's got the handlebars and everything. It's awesome.
Not quite the handlebars, but it's pretty big. I'll probably get rid of it pretty soon.
Oh, those aren't handlebars. Never mind. I don't know what you call them. They go down like that. Yeah, everyone look at his mustache. I can't see it very well. I thought it was fake at first because it's really dark. The mustache is really dark compared to your hair. So,
I'm like very. My camera like really sucks. I have to like light everything perfectly for anything to be. I have to, like, sit here and think it through like I'm actually filming something.
Well.
But, yeah, that's it. Because I've got, like, the whole thingamajig.
I need to call that Chinese restaurant again. I hope they're open. We all need to give a talking to them about,
I want to cactus the good reverend.
Oh, okay. Give me the phone number.
Okay.
Surgeon's pickup or deliver?
This will be for pickup, please.
This is Charlie Chan's Chinese restaurant. You want to pick up or deliver?
I said deliver.
For deliver.
For deliver. Yes.
Phone number?
No, I want to pick up. I want to pick up. My phone number is 617.
The phone number you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from 617-983-1306.
If you do not know the phone number you're calling from, please check it before you tell me again.
I did check it. Wait, do you know what phone number I'm calling from? Do you know what phone number I am calling from?
Do you have any cat on the menu?
Sir, do you know my phone number? Are you holding out on me?
I miss you. You do not tell the phone number you're calling from.
Okay, let me ask.
You cannot do anything, okay?
Let me ask my husband, Roy. Hold on. Roy, can you talk to this guy?
Yeah, buddy. You, You got a phone number on your caller ID, right? So that's the one. That's the one you want.
What is your phone number?
What is my phone number? Did my wife just give it to you or not? Hey, by the way, do you have free-range chicken?
Hi, sir. Please do not waste my time. If you have time, you can waste yourself, but don't waste my time, okay? If you do not know your phone number you're calling from, you can check it and then call back later, okay?
How about I give you my cell phone number? Would that be okay?
Number 11.
I'm going to give you my cell phone number, and that'll be the number that you can use for our order. Hey, get me some crab rangoons while you're at it.
I think one of those free-range chickens just ate his balls.
Hey, get me some crab rangoons, and here's my cell phone number, okay? You can use that.
Okay, I'll give you my number. It's 484... Hello? Did he just fucking put the phone down? Because I can hear something in the background.
I think he ran off to help another customer who apparently is more important than us. Hey, Charlie Chan, pick up the phone.
Must be Carrot Top.
Oh, God. I don't know why they do this. They see the phone number, and they will not accept any other phone number. I don't understand. Why would you even ask? God.
Is anybody good with math? Like, how many different combinations are there within a string of 10 numbers?
Oh, I don't know. 10 times 10.
We could start trying to, like, go through all the numbers.
Sir, are you there? Charlie Chan. Ah. Fuck this guy and his dumb Chinese policies. What is
Charlie
that?
Charlie, don't serve, motherfucker.
Okay, well, I don't know what this phone number is, but it says this guy wants you to call him about the iPhone 3GS. I don't know what that means. Hello, 403 number. How are you tonight?
How are you tonight, smelly lady?
I'm doing just great. I wish they would actually talk to us instead of just playing clips. It's really annoying.
That would suggest that they have intelligible thoughts in their head.
Yeah. And they call me with the same numbers.
Maybe you guys should spend less time fucking with us and more time designing a website that doesn't look like shit.
Hello, sir. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, I have a note here that says
hello?
That you... Yeah, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I have your phone number here. It says...
Hello?
Hello?
Here.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you just hang up the
hello?
Phone? Hey, what's the weather Wait. Like over there? Hello?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, what's the weather like over there?
What's the weather like where?
Where you are.
Say what?
Oh, God. What
My girlfriend has, like, kind of like a odd, like, a fetish. She really needs to know what the weather's like there to come. So, come on, let's get on with the guy.
The weather is shitty. Who the fuck is this?
We just want to know the fucking weather, that's all.
Listen to this. Say that again.
Get on with it. More in depth. Come on. And say it slowly.
Who in the hell is the 484? Where are you guys located? Is it some boiling room or something? What is going on?
Why does it matter where we're located? I want to know where the weather is like where you are.
Who the fuck is this?
Is it cloudy?
Oh, yeah.
Is it chilly? Is it hot? Is it windy?
You just want to know the fucking weather in San Diego? You call me because you just want to know the motherfucking weather?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know...
Oh, bitch.
Hey, well, look. This is about to have a hurricane over here.
Whoa, we're about to have a hurricane?
Yeah,
holy shit.
A hurricane.
Uh-oh. Hey, let me talk to the lady. I want to talk to the bitch. Put the bitch on the phone. I said put the bitch on the phone.
Look, cunt. Look in here, cunt. Look, you called my motherfucking phone, cunt. Hold on. Who's this?
Stacy.
Yeah, bitch.
You called us. What the fuck are you talking
look,
about? You called us.
Look, punk.
here, talk to my local drunk friend, Matt. Hold on.
Hey, I'll tell you what. The weather is bad here in San Diego. Don't come to San Diego.
He's on mute.
What the hell is going on over there, Laugh Track?
What?
We're on the roof.
Hi.
You remember me?
No, who are you?
No? Well, just give it time. It'll come back.
Oh, my God. Rob and Nick both dropped.
But you got Matt and Samantha and your friend, so...
Oh my God, it's Samantha! And is it the atheist friend?
We're hanging out together.
Is the atheist what?
Is it your atheist friend?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay,
no.
Then how else am I going to remember this person? Is it Slacker?
Yeah. LinkedIn.
We talked about it.
Did we?
I didn't tweet it. You and I had a conversation about it.
Is it Slacker?
That's why you...
Okay.
Oh, my God. Hurry the fuck up. Who is it?
Oh, it's Tim.
Tim?
You don't really know me. I was just...
Oh, then why are you acting like I know you? Because I don't.
That's what I do. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Let's start over. Hi, I'm Tim. What's your
Hi,
name?
Hi, Tim. My name's OMG. Hax.
We'll call back in after these fuckers.
Okay. Bye, fag.
Bye.
I hear myself echoing. Okay, so San Diego person, breaking news, there's a hurricane. Hello?
I hope it doesn't come north.
San Diego person?
It's gonna rock you like a hurricane.
Wow. They didn't hang up. Alright. Fuck those noobs. What's the preacher's number?
Alright, here, let me... I'm gonna spread my... He's the anti-Jehovah's Witness guy, so I, of course, have to call him and try to convert him.
Ah, awesome. I'm gonna totally let you take this one.
And then afterwards, we can cactus him, because he knows... That's what we did on his teleconference.
Awesome. Let's cactus him. Oh, HPV dropped too. Oh, wait, I thought she was on here. Oh, well.
It's like midnight over there.
Yeah, I'm gonna mute.
Never too late.
If he doesn't answer, I'll call back.
Saved.
I am also mute.
The person you called, 8...
Son of a bitch.
We can try again. Hopefully they don't put their phone on silent.
Maybe he just needs a few dozen rings to wake up.
Few dozen. That would be like 36.
Yeah, something like that. Could be an emergency.
8517 81.
That was interesting. You know, it doesn't even say the area code.
Having your soul saved is an emergency. You should wake up for that.
Speaking of which, the world is going to end in 2 days. Or three?
Did you hear that somebody made a shitload of money off of they were an atheist and they said they'd take care of Christians' pets if they get taken away by the rapture.
I saw that.
That's awesome. I should have thought of that. Yeah, just pay me $135 and I'll take care of your pets if you get taken up for the rapture on May 21st.
You know what? If the rapture happens, I think...
You called 85178.
If the rapture happens, I think my dog is going to be okay.
depends. What kind of dog do you have?
Well, she's a mutt. But she's
okay, as
awesome.
Long as long as it's not like a Chihuahua or Pomeranian, some like inbred piece of shit that is no longer even a predator, yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, she'll
you
be
you know
fine.
What? To me, the Rapture sounds like some weird like spaceship thing where everybody's like gonna kill themselves and castrate their balls to like get on the spaceship or something.
Like Haley Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
Castrate your balls? Awesome. What are you talking
it's a
about?
A way of showing devotion.
Yeah, didn't they get or something? The Hail Bop guys. Like the Heaven's Gate cult. They all, like, castrated themselves and then, like, drank poison Kool-Aid in the belief
and
that when the Hail Bop comet came by that they were going to get, like, picked up by a spaceship that was trailing it or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
But why would you castrate yourself before you die?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not saying that I understand it. Or fucking promote it.
This is apparently the fat man on YouTube that eats crap.
Will he actually eat crap?
No, like food.
Oh.
He gets paid just to eat and get fatter.
Hello, no one is available.
But of course he doesn't answer the phone.
Can we call our midget lover back?
Yeah. Let's call our midget lover.
It's hard to find a man who's willing to love me for my stature.
even the shortness.
Oh, your name's Ashley,
midgets.
By the way.
Ashley?
That's the name.
You know what? I will cut my legs off for you.
Aww,
we should ask
sweet.
Him if he'll cut his legs off to be at an appropriate height.
That's a good one.
He's not going to answer, Pseudo.
He emailed me back. Francisco's his name.
Okay.
Go, Ashley, go.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, how
hey,
are you?
Is this Francisco?
Yes.
Okay, do I sound short enough for you?
Yeah. Can I call you in like 10 minutes?
Can you make it, like, 3 minutes?
I can make it 3 minutes.
Okay. Hurry the fuck up. Bye.
Okay. Okay, I'll...
I just cut him off. Oh, that was a midget joke!
At
least
this
you
guy,
didn't castrate him.
Is this guy short or tall, or what's the deal?
He's tall. He's, 6 feet okay. tall.
Yeah.
Oh, we're the same height.
Can we ask him if he's willing and say that you have a doctor in Mexico who's willing to swap both of your legs back and forth?
Pseudo is going to be
Or we can get three midgets and pile them on top of each other to make it height appropriate.
Now that's a good one.
Pseudo is my midget stripper coworker.
Oh, you guys... Roxy, you and Pseudo both have to get on the phone and be like, hey, if we stack on top of each other, we're pretty much normal height. Would you like two of us?
Yes. We're totally going to do that. Why the hell did he tell me 10 minutes if he could have done it in 3? That's kind
of... He sounded pretty excited. He's like, well, you're like, will you call me back in 3? Yeah, I'll do that. He's all excited.
Oh, man, if he's excited to get one midget, wait till he gets the midget totem pole.
The totem pole.
This is gonna be my new hobby. I'm gonna cruise Craigslist for like fucked up fetishes. Their phone
One of you can blow him while the other one makes out with him.
I'm gonna play I'm Awesome in the background when we talk about midgets. Oh man, I was totally gonna say something.
Oh, Mystery. Hey, Mystery is talking about dog tags. Here, look, I'm gonna call him dog tags.
Oh.
Everybody's five one. Brad wants to buy one. Even though that went out of style like 10 years ago.
Okay, this guy's calling back. Oh shit. Hello?
Ashley?
Hey, that was like more than 3 minutes.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it actually was, because I called you at 46 minutes after, and now it's 50 minutes after, so it was 4 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just hanging out with my my coworker. We just got off of work not too long ago.
Where do you live?
We're day shift. So, what are you up to?
Huh?
What are you up to?
Nothing. I just, I was with, another co-worker of mine just finishing something, so I just left. I was like, oh, I gotta go.
Okay. Well, I'm in Los Angeles.
Where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles on Wilshire Boulevard.
Wilshire Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yeah, my friend is here, and, we just got off of work. We're on the day shift. So, would it bother you if I'm a stripper? Because, like, pretty much, as a midget, my options are kind of limited. So I take advantage of the entertainment aspect of, you know, midgets.
I understand.
Yeah. So, I mean, that doesn't bother you, does it? You're just looking for, like, you know, some fun. You're not looking to, like, date me or anything.
Well, we'll see. You know, I just, you know,
I don't want to date you. I only date other midgets.
Oh, okay. That's fine then.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, my friend is here. I'm going to put her on the phone too so she can join in. She helps me.
Okay.
She helps me make decisions and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Nancy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I noticed you didn't send Nancy a picture, but you sounded pretty hot according to your ad.
Thank you.
Francisco's a pretty sexy name.
Hey, how tall are you?
6 feet.
Okay, because if you actually stack both of us on top of each other, we can be, like, at the appropriate height. Because sometimes that's kind of a problem.
So your friend is also a midget?
Yeah, she's also... We're both midgets. We do, like, an act together.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of stick together.
Are you girls free right now?
We're
not
gonna...
tonight, but tomorrow we are.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a certain thing called midget stacking?
No.
It's like a totem pole effect.
We do it at the club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just imagine like a totem pole.
Okay.
Is that something you might be interested in, or?
Kind of like two price of one.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, we just kind of like get on top of each other and like.
You're breaking up a little bit.
We just kind of stack up on each other. So we'll
get
be
on shoulders.
Yeah, and actually, I was thinking, like, do you think you would, like, if we end up in a relationship, which I'm not sure we will, but I told you I only date midgets, like, if we end up in a relationship thing, you would have to, we know a doctor, and you would have to be, actually, we would have to, what's it called? Midget reassignment surgery? Where you become a midget.
When a what?
Maybe Nancy can explain it better.
There's certain doctors in countries like Mexico and Brazil. If someone has a desire to be a dwarf, they will shorten your actual torso and legs. It's perfectly safe. You might.
Hey, wait. You're breaking up a lot. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It's totally adjustable too. By the way.
Wait. I don't. What? So what is it that you guys are talking about? I couldn't hear anything actually.
I mean, it's down the road. Obviously, it's like that's a commitment, but. I'm just wondering about, like, Ashley and I are wondering about if we got committed, and, you know, there's two of us, but we do like our men shorter, if you'd consider reassignment surgery where you would shorten yourself on purpose. It's a surgery, it's a commitment, but it's perfectly safe. There's countries that have been doing it for years.
And it's totally adjustable, too. They call it midget reassignment surgery.
You girls are funny. No, I'm happy with who I am, of course.
Wait, do you have something against midgets, or?
No, not at all.
Then why wouldn't you want to be just like us?
I'm happy with who I am. Aren't you happy with who you are?
Absolutely.
That's kind of the point. Like, we think it would be better if you were more like us. Because I can't really...
Wait, sorry. I couldn't hear you again. I think you're breaking up a lot. Say it again, sorry.
It would be better if you were more like us. If you want to be with us more than once, we want you to be our height. Because stacking is actually a very difficult task. And we only want to do it once or twice.
I feel like I'm going to hurt her back if we do this on a long term.
Right, now that... Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't want people thinking we're your children or something if they see us at a distance.
Right.
Well, they wouldn't be watching during sex, but say, you know, we decided to go, you know, out on a weekend to the mall or something. That's another thing, is that if you actually hang out with us more than once or twice, clothing is very, very difficult to come by for midgets, and it actually costs more. And we just wanted to see if maybe you could purchase some midget clothes for us.
Sure.
We don't want you to get in trouble for being a pedophile if you take us to the mall to purchase, you know.
You're breaking up a lot. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're pretty fucking retarded, I think, if you can't hear us.
I can hear you
just
fine.
Oh, it's just breaking up a lot. It must be the reception around me.
I think my internet is too short for this conversation. Because I'm talking to you through the computer. Fucking midget internet.
Oh.
We're always getting the short end of the stick.
He hung up.
Yeah, man.
That was pretty good, though.
That was great.
I want to save his number for later.
I think we should. Hey, who's RBCP on the phone with?
I don't know.
Any of you guys on the phone with RBCP?
Maybe he's got real friends in the real world.
I doubt
midget
it.
Midget reassignment surgery. That is the best line ever.
That was awesome.
It's true. That's what it is. It's midget reassignment surgery.
Or maybe he could donate a little bit of his legs to us and make us all the same height.
Oh my god, I just want to call
you
this
could
because
all be a
it's
a bunch of cute dwarfs.
It's Chris Chan, and I love to hear his voicemail. That's the only reason I'm calling. I'll be surprised if he answers. I just think his voicemail's hilarious. I'll do an after show if you guys want me to. 30 minutes.
Yeah,
we do.
I'm into it.
Just so I can cut out the first 30 minutes of the show.
This call brought to you by Extends.com.
They're going to be getting hits tomorrow. So many hits. Hundreds.
Drink your water. Stay fucking hydrated and flush out all the fucking toxins and make your dick small. That way, the next time you put your dick inside some 15-year-old pimply girl's mouth, you'll have 2 extra inches of water dick to shove in there. Ya heard?
Why isn't his voicemail picking up? Does he have it turned off?
Hello. Please leave a name, message, and telephone number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Otherwise, if this is an unsolicited call, or you are a person I have not met personally before this call, do not leave a message, and do not dial this number again. I repeat, if I don't know you, we have not met personally before, do not dial this number again. Otherwise, leave a message.
Message
I will get
message.
Back to you or whatever. Have a good day.
Please begin.
Oh, he changed it, but on the last one, he would say at the end, message number 284, or something like that. I was like, what the fuck is this? Message 284. I want to call this guy. He's the guy we accused of rape a few weeks ago, a few months ago. He said he'd find us.
You'll just be like, no means no, sir.
You haven't found me yet. All the pee wieners stopped calling.
Bad. Maybe the VX crashed.
I saved him in my Skype as rape guy.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Aw, damn it.
Oh.
He's funny. He's a pretty funny guy. I want to talk to Rappy. That's why I got rape guy, because I typed in Rappy and I accidentally put rape.
Rapey. I'm going to start my own band, and I'm going to call it Rapey McRaperson.
Come on, Rappy, pick up. I know you don't listen to my show.
RBCP is like, make Roxy
Hello,
do the midget
and thank
call
you for
again.
Calling the good people at McRaperson Productional Facilities. If you have accepted our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, into your heart, then leave a message after the tone. If you have not accepted our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, into your heart, please hang up and call back when you have. Thank you. Have a good day.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone.
I wonder if I can hack
to send
his voicemail.
A numeric page, press 2 now.
Hey, Rappy, it's your future wife, OMG. Please call me Black. It's 484-240-4050. You never listen to my show anymore, and I'm really, really sad. Bye. So hopefully...
I will pay for your...
Oh,
I will pay for your marriage in Vegas if I actually see you guys sign something, and you get married by in a drive-thru by Elvis. Come on, Roxy, let's do it.
I don't want to do it for real because I don't want another divorce on my hands.
Stop being a pussy. You can annul it in 20 days or 30 days or whatever.
I'll donate if there's a donkey involved.
I mean, I can get someone dressed as a donkey involved, but
no,
I don't know about an actual donkey.
An actual donkey. And I
well,
want
if,
to actually
well, if Matt's
a
there, we'll have
man.
A jackass. Does that count?
Yeah, that totally counts. Matt's going to be the one to give me away. Laugh track Matt. He's going to be my daddy that day.
And I'm going to be the ring bearer and wear a tuxedo. I look like a penguin.
Will it be one fitted for a four-year-old?
This is your favorite person, Pseudo. If they answer. Can you tell by the area code? San Jose! God, he's not answering.
Is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Leet! We're calling you! You gave up on hacksering me. You failed.
You heard.
Go back
Stop
to community.
Stop looking up child porn.
And go back to community college. Guys, I'm out. I don't know what to do for an after show. Actually, I wanted to call someone who wanted to be on my show. Pseudo, did you just text me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That was hot.
I know. What do you want to do with your midget legs? You want to wrap them around my neck? Oh, that's hot. Oh, yeah.
I would totally get reassignment surgery for you guys.
I pushed the wrong button.
I want to wrap my stubby little hands around you.
We need to come up with some... You know what we should do?
What?
We should save his phone number and start sending him text messages.
That'd be awesome.
And then, I don't know what we'll do after that, but... Anybody wants to call in now. 484-240-4050.
Okay. Cricket.
I think I'm gonna end the show pretty soon. I think that was enough. What do you guys think?
Lame.
Jen needs to call in.
Oh, yeah,
she was saying she was gonna call in.
Oh, I just want to say, Carlito was supposed to listen tonight, and Carlito, this was the worst night to listen because I actually did not have an agenda for the show. I just wanted to let everyone call in, and it's totally dependent on my listeners to make it fun, and he chooses tonight to listen. So listen next week. Don't
this
listen
anymore.
This show
brought to you by Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Yes. Hi, RBCP.
Roxy, don't quit your show, goddammit. I did like 3 hours of after show last night, so you should at least...
Yeah, stick with it.
Yeah, but I feel like going to sleep.
Stop being a pussy.
You need to drink more beer.
Beer makes me sleepy.
Smoke more weed, Roxy.
Smoke weed makes me sleepy too.
Roxy, you need to smoke weed every day. Sound good.
But it makes me
sleepy. Smoke weed every day.
Come on, drink some caffeine. It'll affect you more because you're like half the person.
Oh,
drink a Brondo.
Caffeine.
A Brondo has electrolytes. It's what plants crave. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I have another commercial to play.
Hey, can you play breaking news music?
No, hold on.
God,
we're about to play a commercial as soon as it loads.
Here's what's great about FreshBrew. If you want to produce epic videos, there's a learning path for that. If you want to learn programming, there's a learning path for that too. And if you want to make a video game, there's also a learning path for that. Yep, there's a learning path for just about anything.
A learning
Except
path,
if
guys.
You want to avoid DUI checkpoints.
That was from Fresh Brain. You know what? These companies are going to find out that we're playing their ads on air.
And they're going to pay you.
And no, they're going to be so mad.
They're
going to
be,
gonna be so
like,
come on, Roxy, sell out like Brad.
Yeah. Sell some dog tags, Roxy, for the fun show.
Don't you actually lose money on those?
That'll enrage the phone wieners. Yeah, I lose like 25 cents for everyone.
And you'll send it overseas, right?
Me?
Everyone buy a dog tag. See, they're nestled within my breast, between my breasts.
Awesome.
Buy one immediately.
You've got the coolest one. You've got the only camouflage one I ever got.
Oh, I feel like totally unloved right now because of that.
Well, she purchased it.
Oh, I was going to buy one, but only if it was camo, so fuck you.
But I'm not making any money on these, so that's why I'm not giving any away, because that's what I do when I make money on stuff. I give extras away.
You used to make me feel so special.
Well, maybe if you go to DEF CON, I'll give you one. You one, not everyone else.
Okay.
If you buy a dog tag, women will let you motorboat their breastises. Trust me. Prove it. I've proven this.
How did you prove it?
I bought a dog tag and my girlfriend let me motorboat her.
That doesn't count. That's your
girlfriend.
I'm totally blaming it on the dog tag. Shut the fuck up.
On Tiny Chat, I'm showing the new Cacti Radio Studio. It's like empty.
You got tired of people asking about your church window, so you just moved to a pointy window.
It's still a church window, see?
Do you live in a church, RBC? Everyone asks that. Do you live in a church? I'm trying to find phone
numbers. You
know,
one of the
odd
things is I've actually looked at a church to, like, live in as a home. You can get them every once in a while out, like, in the country, and they're usually pretty cheap.
I would hate to live in a church, because, like, the heating and air conditioning bill would be insane, because it's huge, you know?
Well, you live in the basement during the
summer
and in the attic during the winter.
What's the point of living in a church if you're going
to
live in a basement?
To this guy that posted his phone number on Twitter, saying that he will help our students.
Open book.
or something. I look forward to helping all your students. All your students are belong to me.
I'll give them a ride in my El Camino.
Okay, I'll let you talk.
Do you really have an El Camino?
No. But I used to say to people that I... Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, you were looking for some help or something, right?
Really?
Yeah, you, with the help. With the fucking help over here. What, am I fucking stupid over here? You wanted some help, right? So talk to me.
Who's this?
This is El Camino.
Alright, stop being an asshole and hang up, alright? Thank you.
No, I'm trying to talk to you like a serious individual over here. Yeah, he hung up.
Yeah, he hung up, so we're going to call him back and ask him to hang up. Tell him we're not hanging up.
Yeah, now my name is El Camino.
Hello?
Yeah, we're not going to hang up.
Okay, I'm calling the police.
Okay.
Can you freeway the
noise? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We're recording
three-way,
this.
Freeway.
Love freeway.
Alright, well, I am now calling the police and reporting your number.
What are you reporting us for? Illegal phone calling?
I don't believe you're calling the police. You have to three-way them.
My name
is
El
Camino. Yeah, well, I'll have to trace it down. I have friends in the FBI and in the CIA. They'll find you, they'll hunt you down, and they'll kill you all. So have a nice night. Stop calling this number.
Guys, let him talk. What were you saying, sir, about the CIA killing us?
Okay, we gotta call him back.
Guys. When we call him back, let's just not say anything.
I'm gonna do that.
Just let him go off.
Can I say I'm his friend from FBI?
Yes, at the end. I just want to hear him go off for like a minute.
Scully.
Illegal phone calling.
I hear it's good to impersonate the FBI on a phone call.
Oh God, please.
I'm unavailable at this time. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Oh, go ahead and leave a message, Red.
Hello, this is Carl. I'm from the FCTI. That didn't work. And I heard you were getting prank calls, and I'm here to solve your problems because I'm a close personal friend of yours. And if you're having problems, I will definitely kill them for you because that's what the FBI does. So please give me a call back. 585-612. Thank you.
505-796. Can I give it
612.
Out?
612. It's just 9 digits, so it's a special FBI number.
Okay, bye.
Quit trying to second guess me, bitch.
Can I leave a message as the CIA? I want to be the CIA hit
yes,
squad.
Yes, Rob, you're next.
Okay, yay! What's this guy's name?
I forgot.
Is this Hernandez?
Edward.
What is his name?
Edward,
alright, yeah, okay.
I am unavailable at this time. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back
BRB.
To you.
Hey, Edward. This is Doug Tompkinson from the CIA Hit Squad. And I just want to let you know that if you are having any problems with people calling you, that we will definitely fly in a Blackhawk team directly on top of their heads. We will drop in on cables, smash through their ceiling, and take them out mobster style. So don't worry about it, buddy. And when we're done, we'll put their heads on a pike and bring them to you so you can mount them on your wall. Take it easy.
This is message 716.
Hey, I just found a Twitter ad or a Twitter post, and it says, to bring your loved one to the U.S., call me at, and it gives their phone number.
I also have a little gangster guy who's got, like, all these gang signs and tattoos flashed, and he's like, here's my number, someone call me.
Okay, let me call this guy with the visa first. I want to ask how exactly they're, if we can...
Is he like a coyote?
Yeah, I'm wondering if black people can apply. Or Eskimos. Eskimos.
I want to smuggle in drugs.
I want to smuggle drugs in Eskimos.
I'm from Alaska. And I want to get in.
It's very easy.
National Immigration Services, a private law firm. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Stacy. I'm from Alaska, and I was just wondering if I could get a visa to enter the United States.
What's that?
I said I'm from Alaska, and I wanted to see if I could get a visa to enter the United States.
Isn't Alaska in the United States?
No, ma'am. We're not a state anymore.
Okay. And may I have your name, please? I can have the attorney give you a call back.
Sure. My name is Stacy. My number is 4...
S-T-A-C-E-Y?
Yes, sure.
And what's your last name, Stacy?
Tompkins.
T-O-M-P-K-I-N-S?
Yes.
Okay.
Smart-ass.
And then what type of visa are you interested in?
I'm interested in coming into the United States because I'm from Alaska, so... Do they accept Eskimos?
Okay.
I need an Eskimo visa.
Okay, you're in. You said Alaska, right?
Yes.
And how did you hear about us?
I just saw it on Twitter.
Okay.
Do you want my phone number or what? Ma'am, do you want my phone number or what?
Yes, I just have to ask these questions first, sorry. And what is your phone number, please?
484-240-4050.
Bitch.
Okay, so 484-240-4050.
Yeah, my friend is from Hawaii. Can he come in, too?
You guys are both in the United States. Is this a real call?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm in Alaska.
Alaska is the United States.
Yeah, but it's you still need a visa to get into the continental. You have to go through Canada. So technically...
So you need probably a passport if you're going to go to Canada.
But how do I get back into the United States?
I don't know. I'm not the attorney. Would you like to leave your email address, please?
No, not really.
Okay, here, now I'll have the attorney.
Let me give the phone to Roy. He's from Hawaii. He wants some information, too. Roy.
She hung up.
Somebody hung up.
Oh.
That was pretty good, though.
She was arguing with me.
Hey, check this guy out.
Okay.
Your guy.
Right. Hey, what happened to everyone
on the air?
What?
Are we still in the air?
Yeah, we're still in the air. Duh.
Live on the air.
That was pretty good, though.
What do you think?
Okay, thanks, Brad, for replaying the show for me.
I didn't do it. Somebody on Tiny Chat just came on and played it.
Whatever.
I think it was HBB.
Whatever.
We need to
hey, get her out of the room. Don't blame HBB because you're a noob.
Hey, Pseudo, this is all yours.
Wait, who am I? Oh.
Your little friend.
I'll show you.
Hello? Is Raphael there?
Hello?
Hi, is Raphael?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's it going?
Who's this?
It's Nancy. Who's it? I was just wanted to know where you got your tattoos at.
Oh, long ago.
Where? You gotta speak up, but you're mumbling into the phone. I can't hear anything you're saying. Speak English. Speak American.
Who's this?
I said my name's Nancy. Follow along.
Nancy.
Nancy, yes. You know, while you're Nancy. Sitting there... Yes. Nancy, you want to repeat it one more time?
No, because I was sleeping. So what happened?
Come on, real gangsters never sleep.
No, you got sleepy things, sucker.
Let me ask you a question. How much hair gel do you use in a week? I'm curious.
How many what?
How many bottles of hair gel do you use in a week? Do you just
like 2 weeks.
Pour it all into a bucket and then dip your head into it, or have you ever had sex where you didn't have to pay for it?
I
can't hear.
Don't hang up.
Speak up.
Dude, you were some sort of fucking retard.
That's not nice,
hello?
Roxy.
I think he said don't hang up.
Yeah, he said don't hang up, but...
So he's doing something.
He's probably just so excited that a girl is calling him. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking to you, motherfucker.
You look like the biggest pussy ever. I've always wanted to tell you. Every day I see you, you're just, you look like
up.
Big, walking, sopping vagina. What?
Hung up. Tell him that when he answers.
Hear a goddamn thing he says. It's like, it's got like a cock in his mouth.
Yo.
Yo, you keep talking like you have a big cock in your mouth. Speak up. Dude, are you giving head right now? Am I interrupting you and your gay lover? The other spiky-haired guy?
I'm fucking your sister, that's why. Fuck.
Ooh,
you're a big walking wet pussy. Damn it.
You just got served, Sudo.
I'm sure he's got friends in the CIA and FBI that will kill you as well. yawning.
You have reached the mailbox of 914-83.
Oh no. Oops, I couldn't get to the hang up in time because I was typing in IRC.
You're such a noob. You're a fucking noob, Roxy. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Here's a guy on a motorcycle. I don't know.
Is Jen listening?
Jen
should call in.
Jen's supposed to be listening.
What the fuck? Gunner's on and he's not on Tiny Chat? You're a fucking traitor, Gunner.
A traitor? It's not like he's gone somewhere else.
I think you should all look at that picture.
Why doesn't he call in anymore? He's a dick.
And a faggot.
Tell me that.
And a fag. You're a huge fag, Gunner.
And Gunner, we're going to say your name live on the air if you don't call it.
Yes, your real name.
Call Gunner, Roxy. Like, you
Hold
have his
on.
Number, right?
Who are we calling?
That guy on the motorcycle.
Okay, it's
Hello?
All yours. I need to
go. Hey. Hey, what's up, baby?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, big man? Big Raph?
What's that?
Big Raphael? Oh, wait, Raphael's not your name. I forgot your
Hello?
Name. What's up, big boy?
Who is this?
How
it's
Stacy.
It's Stacy. What's up, big boy? Hey.
I like a man with titties.
Hey. Hey, I just wanted to tell you one thing.
Oh, shit.
Hey, big boy.
Big boy, we love you, big boy. Ooh,
big boy?
We love you long
oh,
time.
He hung up. I was going to do the whole, I want to tell you one thing, and then not tell them. Just keep repeating. Big boy.
Mm. Oh, yes, big boy. Mm-mm.
Is your show over, Roxy?
Hey, big boy.
Hey, you reached Nick. Leave a message after the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Don't forget to have a good day. Thanks.
Record your message, Jack.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, look, I found a ninja.
Hello, 920 number. Hello? Hello?
Fail.
Turn your fucking radio off. Are you a pee wiener? What the fuck is this? Somebody calling and not, like, saying anything? Fucking noobs.
I need to shave my legs.
Do it on cam! Hello, 920 number.
You don't know who I am, but I know who you are.
I know who you are. I know exactly who you are.
Who am I?
Garfield.
Are you crying?
I am.
Don't cry.
You heard.
Don't cry, brought to you
it's
by Carl's
Rappy.
Jr.
Smoke weed every day.
Is it Rappy? It's not Rappy.
Smoke weed every day.
Do you smoke weed every day?
Smoke weed every day.
Obviously, it's a listener, so we've got it narrowed it down to about 4 people now.
Yeah, we totally pwned you.
You don't know who I am.
We know exactly who you are. We have a central computer hooked up to our Skype that tells us exactly who you are and where you're calling from.
Are you backtracing me?
Yep.
I have my Pentium 2 laptop central computer processing the information as we speak.
But I like the consequences as they are, and I do not wish them to change.
It's about to come up on our screen. If you just stay on for 12 seconds longer, we've got a map of the United States, a virtual reality map, and it's slowly inching towards your location.
It's going blink, blink.
How much more time do we have?
Like,
keep him on the phone for 15 more seconds.
I heard the FBI, the CIA wants to kill you guys.
Yes. Well, no, they don't want to kill us, but that guy wants to get his FBI and CIA friends on us. They don't want to kill us yet.
Can you understand my incognito voice?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Skunkworks.
This is Skunkworks. What's the phone number? What's the area code? 720.
920, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
It could be spoofed, though.
Yeah, I hear Skunkworks knows how to spoof calls. He's a hacksaw.
I'm very offended that you guys don't know who I am.
We know exactly who you are.
Oh my god, is it Jen?
That'd be awesome.
For a little while and everybody forgets about you.
Oh, it is Jen, I bet, because that's her area code.
Jen?
Yeah, you got me. Took you long enough.
We know all about you, Jen.
Jerk.
Oh my god.
I don't think it's actually Jen. I think it's somebody spoofing her area code.
Jen, you should you should scream "This is a recording.com" and just hang up on us.
Do it.
Facebook.com/thesamantha.
This is not Jen.
This is a recording.com. Good evening. This is a recording.com. Good evening.
Nobody cares what you say. This is a recording.com.
816 number,
quiet,
hello.
Hello?
Quiet, cousin.
Hello, 816.
Can I call my phone?
Yeah? Hi.
Who is this?
Who are you?
Who is this is?
How's the weather?
This is Nick.
How's the weather over there?
No, this is Nick.
How's the weather?
I like your motorcycle, Nick.
How's the weather?
Oh, dude.
My
the
motorcycle
pretty good.
Or his motorcycle?
How are you
What's
doing, big boy?
What's up with your motorcycle?
My motorcycle.
It keeps
What's
hanging up on Gunner.
Who is this?
Hey.
Who is this is?
The call is coming from inside the house. That's what Bebop said.
Mr. Preston, we know you very well. We've been watching you for a long time. Nick,
hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Nick?
Yeah, I'm here.
We have friends in the CIA, Nick.
You should have called Pat, you little fucker.
We went to school with you at Lee Summit.
Yeah,
how's Misty doing?
He was boring. Hey, 914 number, who are you? Because I want to hang up on you, because this shit's getting too crazy. Too many people.
Shit, it's bananas.
Alright, I'm hanging up on 916, because they don't talk.
Yeah,
oh, damn. Rob's on top of me.
Rob's on top of you?
In tiny chat. Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Well, guys, I think I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yep. Jen called in, though. I'm going to stay on the phone and talk to Jen.
Yay!
Hi, Jen.
You Roxy loves me.
I love Jen. I'll just stay on the phone with Jen.
Roxy loves Jen, and all the rest of us can go fuck ourselves.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang up on everyone. Bye, Rob.
Well, screw you.
No, Pluto and Brad can stay.
Oh, okay,
Pluto
bye.
And Brad.
Oh,
like
but
Pluto.
Not Rob.
Bye, Nick.
Pluto's good people.
Yeah, Brad's good people, too. Hello, 914 number.
That.
Hello? 914 number, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi, Jen. Jen?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jen.
It's a Jen Fest.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Jen.
Huh?
Hi, Jen.
You should have your own show, Jen.
I can see.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. No,
hi.
I couldn't do a show. Then I'd be a target of these phone. I actually went to that phone winner site tonight to go see what the hell these people are all about, what's going on. And
did you love all the
like,
original content that was there?
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, word for word. I'm like, oh, Walmart calls? That sounds familiar.
I love their prank calls. It's awesome.
Hey, Gunner wants to talk to you, Jen.
I love the Curtis Lee Jones section. There's so much extra new stuff there.
Oh, my God.
But they have a page dedicated to Roxy and Brad, which is kind of sweet.
Sorry, Gunnar, I have to hang up on you. It's getting shitty.
We don't talk about
bye,
that.
Gunnar.
It hurts my feelings, and I'm very thin-skinned, and what they said about me is...
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
It's very hurtful, and they shouldn't have wrote that on their page, and I'm going to be a Jason Heckathorn and complain to their host.
And Google.
To get it taken down.
But
and
I will
complain
say
Google.
That they were accurate about Rob.
But that was
a
funny thing. Brad thin-skinned. Yeah.
What?
But that was my favorite part. They said you were thin-skinned.
Oh, yeah.
Because, that's ridiculous. But, yeah, so if I had a show, then I'd be a target.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm scared of these phone winners. Yeah, I'm scared of them.
Yeah, I'm scared of them, too. Actually, they gave me a really good contest idea, which I've been talking about in chat, but I haven't actually mentioned on the show, my show. There's going to be a contest. It's a Capture the Flag Challenge. Who can plant their flag on me first at DEF CON?
Me.
I've got
me.
My period charted, so I should not be ovulating, and I should not have my period. And the only rules are...
Roxy, you're revolting. Who wants to fuck you?
Okay. Rules.
I'm going to plant my flag over your face. What?
Okay. Rules. There's rules.
What?
There's rules.
I'm going to dot your eyes.
First rule, you cannot be from my area. You cannot be from the area codes 214-469-972 or 817. Cannot. Maybe 940. I'm kind of... I don't know about 940 or 903. That's a maybe.
I think we need a map of this.
Yeah, I'll put up a map of eligible countries and territories and regions. Certain regions are not like Canada. Fuck Canada. Canada
fuck
does
Canada.
Yeah, Canada and Florida.
Kitty likes her dog tag.
Wow.
So Canada
brought
and
to you
Florida
by Carl's Jr.
Yes, and you have to like Carl's Jr. You have to bring me one of my sponsor's products.
Oh, I'll bring you the, oh shit, what was that one?
The long
lasting.
Extend.
Extends, yes. I have buckets of that. I want to bring you
I
some.
I bet you do.
Hello, 760 number. How are you tonight? Old. Welcome to the Love Line.
Actually, it's Gmail, but.
Brought to you by Extends.
I don't know. It's not a real number. It's brought to you by Extends. And all those other sexual aids.
How are you tonight?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. We're just listening to you.
I am fine. I just wanted to get on and talk to Jen because I miss Jen so much.
Jen's so awesome. She doesn't know how awesome she is.
Who is that?
This is DJ Ty. Oh, my God. Andrew, NYTDDS, Lunar.
Oh.
What other names have I used?
I know what it is. All right.
Hello.
Hey,
he's just
doing?
A big fan slash stalker. You don't
fine.
Know who he is.
Everybody loves you so much, Jen.
No.
Like, you're so much cooler than Roxy.
I'm not a stalker.
Like,
actually,
really?
Everyone is cool in their own different ways. Like, Brad has got a sexy ass. Just
not as sexy as Roxy.
No, but...
Were you watching last night?
No, I wasn't.
It
sadly.
Was pretty, it was a nice ass.
Seriously. That's... Damn, sad I missed that. No, but
I snapped pictures.
Yeah.
I'll put them up on Facebook soon.
For anyone that's interested, that's listening, PayPal me $1,000 so we can get some real tags. No, but seriously, if we can get $1,000, we can get the tags for $1 a piece. That's a deal, you know, versus $5.50 each.
I've got an idea. Can people just PayPal me money just to live? Just so I can live. Fuck the dog tags. If you have $1,000, I want...
Get the fuck out.
Please?
I bet if you took some provocative photos of yourself and offered them to people in a zip file for like $25, I bet you they'd buy them.
Yeah, but
that
just makes me feel like a whore. I mean, I already have those photos.
But it shouldn't make you feel like a whore.
Yeah, too. I've seen them.
Yeah, Jen's probably... Jen's seen them, Brad's seen them.
He gave them to me for free.
Wow.
Yeah. Everyone pretty much...
I would probably be interested in seeing them myself, but I've got a girlfriend now. So.
Yeah. Well, you can still pay for it. I mean, it's not
God.
Like you're cheating
I just went
her.
To Cacti Radio, and the sponsor on the little sidebar ad thing is HostGator. Tee.
Really?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
So... Yeah, Brad, you're so bad. So anyway, yeah, Brad still masturbates to my photos with his tiny penis.
I'm sorry,
but it's okay.
This is basically the fun show.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It's the
not so fun show tonight.
Yeah, it's not so fun tonight because I made everyone call in and nobody called in. So I guess I didn't make them. I just kind of suggested and yeah.
Well, I would have called in sooner, but it's just very tedious to call with Gmail.
Oh.
So.
How's it
I have
tedious?
To plug in a microphone, plug in some headphones.
Dude, that's how I do my whole show. Don't whine. You're such a whiny ass. I'm going to hang up on you.
Bitch.
Fucking whiner.
We need that sound clip by Rob the hyena.
So,
bitch.
Add him back in.
Rob,
so
can
I
you
need
call
him.
In and play that sound clip for us?
Good night, everyone. The show's ending.
No. No. No.
It's an after show, right?
This was the after show.
No, this is the after show.
CactiRadio.com/fun show. Go ahead and go there and download all my podcasts and shit. And tell me which ones you like and don't like.
Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
PhoneLosers.org.
PhoneWieners.com.
PWieners.com. We still have, like, 30 seconds of outro music.
Oh, quick. Not LA.com. TinyChat.com/phone.
Don't say it's so fast.
Yeah.
This is a recording, not com.
Network.
Cactus.com.
CactiRadio.org.
The number you've reached.com.
The webpage you've reached.
Yay, I made Jen laugh. That's so awesome.
Really
make me laugh. Yeah, but I don't get to hear it.
Good night, everyone.